Good evening, everyone. Tonight, on Monday nights, we learn until 7:25. We try to cover a little bit of Chafetz Chaim and a little bit of Ein Yaakov. Chafetz Chaim are the laws of how we have to take care with the way we speak, not to say something that can be damaging to someone else. There are many details to these laws, as we've been studying for the past year. And the Ein Yaakov is a work that distills the Talmud for its stories and Agadic texts. We will, Be'ezrat Hashem, introduce the Ein Yaakov more fully when we start Ein Yaakov. Now let's pick up where we left off in the Chafetz Chaim. We're on page Kuf Pei Chet. If anyone wants, there are copies up here. We're up to the 10th chapter, the 11th paragraph. Uma me'od yesh li zaher. After the Chafetz Chaim had said that there are times where you are entitled or even obligated to inform others of someone else's being dishonest or problematic, there are circumstances, and the Chafetz Chaim went through many details that you have to be met, but there are circumstances where you have to speak up, says the Chafetz Chaim. Again, we're on page Kuf Pei Chet, Klal Yud, the 10th chapter, Halacha Yud Aleph, the 11th paragraph. Uma me'od yesh li zaher. You have to be so careful. Shelo latir la'atzmo. A person shouldn't give himself license. Lesaper la'acherim ech she'ya lo eskim ploni ufloni ugzalo. Don't go telling people, you know, I worked with so-and-so and he stole me, he ripped me off. Oh, shako b'zeh v'zeh oven, or you know what, he didn't pay me, he was unfair in our dealings. Oh, shechirfo tziaro, or you know, he cursed me, or he upset me. Uvisho, or he embarrassed me. V'chol ki agavna, all of these. Don't just go telling other people. V'afilu imu yudea b'atzmo she'no mishaker b'sipur hazeh. Even if you know you're telling the truth, even if all the aforementioned details are met, even if you have all the legitimate reasons to tell him, but you have to be honest with yourself. There's one detail that has to be met, and that is your intention has to be for the purpose of toelet, for the purpose of the other person's benefit. When you go to those details and say, what a liar, what a thief, what, excuse me, wait a second. You said that because you're upset at him. You can't say you said that because you meant for the benefit of your friend. Those details were said out of spite. Now, even though you know you're telling the truth, the guy did cheat you, the guy did rob you, the guy didn't give you bad service. Right, but which details are necessary to tell and which details are not? And why are you telling them? You have to have pure intent that you're doing it for the right reasons. Why are you saying it? Because you want to publicize what a lousy guy he is. We once took movers who were dishonest with us. And boy did I want to... We had on the same day we moved apartments. The movers were dishonest. The fridge stopped working. We didn't have running water. And the carpenter who promised to come and build all the closets so we could unpack decided he's not coming. So suddenly I'm stuck with all the kids in a house where I don't have running water. I don't have a kitchen. The kablan who promised to put in a countertop didn't put it in. I don't have a... Okay. The mover just cheated me and broke my fridge and ran away. And the carpenter...
Come back for those guys' phone numbers.
I want you back. I don't need the numbers. And the carpenter just stuck me up a creek where I don't have any closets. All the closets were dismantled. The mover was willing for a very nominal fee to build the closets back. I didn't take him because I had agreed with the carpenter he would do it. I figured I'd get a better job. And when the carpenter was supposed to show up, he called up and said, I decided I'm not taking the job. Now I'm stuck. Boy, did I want to go up on social networking and say, this is this carpenter and this is what he did to me. I'm not saying anything else. These are the facts of the story. Litoeles, right? It's going to benefit everyone in the world to know what this carpenter did to me, because you don't want to make such a deal with this carpenter again. Now it's going to be everyone's benefit to know that this mover damaged my fridge. Technically, there's room to discuss that if someone would at least ask me. I don't know about going and taking out a full-page ad, which is really what you're doing when you go to social networking and you speak about someone. The Chafetz Chaim did not permit that. The Chafetz Chaim permitted when someone, you know, your friend is going to hire him, so then the Chafetz Chaim permitted you to tell him, hey, don't hire him. That's very different than putting it on social networking. And I knew that the reason I wanted to publicize it was not for anyone's benefit. It was to hurt them because I was upset. They hurt me. So I kept quiet. And then I had a challenge. A month later, a neighbor of mine wanted to use those movers. Can I be pure with myself? Can I know that I will say what's right for the right reasons? I'm stuck up a creek. I had real problems because of them. You know, it's one thing not to have a sink. It's one thing not to have running water. It's one thing not to have closets. It's quite another to have a broken fridge and have the movers run away. And suddenly you can't even bring food to the house for the kids. Okay. I didn't have real intent. My intention was not for the benefit of the other person. My intention was I was so seething at the movers, and I gave him a nice tip too. So I felt like I gave him such a nice tip. We're talking about hundreds of shekels, not like 20. I think each mover got between 100 and 200 shekel. I might have given each one 200 shekel. That's a very nice tip. And then they break the fridge and they're not willing to use the... They don't answer the calls, return the calls, or let me access their... You know, they have insurance that's supposed to cover that. Okay, so now what? Says the Chafetz Chaim, you can't say anything unless your intention is for the right reasons. If your intention is because you were slighted and you want to hit them back, so then you can't say that. Your intention is, as you well know, says the Chafetz Chaim, when you say things like, he robbed me, he cursed me, he embarrassed me, he made me suffer. When you tell those details, so then it's lefalsim gnuto shechavero. Well, your real intention is to let everyone know what a terrible person he is, to shame him. Thank you. You feel he's a wicked person, and you want that wicked people will be looked down upon. You think people won't be evil like them if they hear the story. Do you really think that by publicizing it, the guy will do tshuva? That's not true. Those aren't your intentions. Your intentions are, you want to shame him. You want to just get him back. You want people to say, what a nasty person he is. Look at what he did. That's what you want. That's the natural human feeling after someone skimped you or robbed you or cheated you. You want to get back at them. The guy either hurt your money or hurt your honor, so you want to get back at him. And that does not allow you, that doesn't give you license to talk about someone else. They did you wrong, you have a problem. See how you couldn't make amends. But to go and tell other people and then say, but it's mutter, excuse me, the Chafetz Chaim says, I fulfilled all the details of the halacha, it's for people's benefit, I know the facts, I know it's true, people will believe me, all the details we learned about. Well, there's one detail you didn't fulfill. What's your real intent? And if your real intent is because you're upset at the guy, then you can't use all the other leniencies that we learned earlier.
But if your real intent is that you don't want other people to be hurt by him,
so then you have to find out, make sure that you can be honest about it, and sometimes it's good to bounce it off a third party. I can tell you that once in my life, I called the shot. I didn't call the shot myself. I consulted with someone who I respected greatly. There was a person who slashed someone else's tires. Okay? I found out about it. And I didn't know if my intentions were pure. I bounced it off someone else who's learned. And very learned. I mean, a big Talmud Chacham. And I wanted to know if I should report the guy or not. To make a long story short, the guy was kicked out of high school 2 or 3 weeks before he was going to graduate. The high school let him graduate. But till today, every Yom Kippur, I ask their Bon Shalom Mechila for what I did. I don't know. Maybe I was right in what I did. But I'm just telling you, in hindsight, the guy slashed the teacher's tires. The guy did things that were really problematic. And even so, I still question myself every year. Decades have passed since then, and I still question myself, was I pure enough when I did it? Because of the ramifications. So I'm just saying we have to be so careful. And I did what I should have done in the sense that I went to someone who was impartial. I asked the question, I presented the case, and I can tell you that till today, I know that come Yom Kippur, one of the things I'm going to say to their bon shom is, if I did wrong, please forgive me, because I'm still not confident. the gravity of speaking about someone else, the weight of the harm that you can cause someone else. It's a very, very, very scary thing. And I'm saying, even when you think you're right, you could be 100% right. Are you doing it for the right reasons?
Okay, but is there not a distinction between somebody who causes you like a grievance in terms of like someone who upsets you, or someone who angers you, or somebody who does something cruel to you, and like the like something that's intentionally malicious, and understanding that there is just sometimes you pay for a service and the service isn't quality and it's not the service that you paid for, and informing people that service wasn't it's not about that person is a bad person. It's about that person didn't provide the service that I paid for, and that you wouldn't recommend other people to do that. For instance, and there's a, you know, I'm not talking about...
So we went into many details about that.
Context in terms of, like, when you... It's not like if, for instance, on social media, it's not putting onto your personal social media so that every single person you know can read it. It could be that you post on that person's, like, they have a very Facebook page and you rate them badly. Because
rating badly is a different story. That's a good question, but rating badly.
That's a different thing. That's very specifically right. Towards... The only people who are going to see that are going to be the people who are going to that person's
right.
Site with potentially the interest of...
Rating badly is another question, right. But we learned many, many details in the beginning, including knowing the facts and being careful not to exaggerate the facts and being careful to say the facts and not your opinion, meaning sometimes we add a word which expresses our emotion, and that word is problematic. Sometimes this is very challenging. This is what Chafetz Chaim is talking about. וכל שיראה יותר שדבריו יתקבלו בפני השומעים ויתפרסם עיניהם לגנותו לביזיון עבור זה, a person knows that the more he sees that people believe him and they accept what he said when he speaks out against someone else, יהיה יותר שמח ויותר נהנה מזה. He's going to be happy. He's going to rub his hands and say, oh, at least I got my revenge. No? Says the Chafetz Chaim, if that's the case, then you're not allowed to. Even though all the other details have been met, you can't do it out of that desire for revenge. Yes, we're human. Yes, we want revenge. Yes, when we're hurt, we want to get back at someone. And yes, we have to take control of our emotions, be honest with ourselves, and say, can't do that. Can't do that. The leniencies we learned in Chafetz Chaim earlier do not give us that leeway to use that license when our intentions aren't pure.